News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Even though it's not officially here, summertime is here. Starting off your morning at 78, heading for a high in the 90s. More from Dr. Bill on the way in just a second. Also, reminder, a big green deal, that contest in effect for another 3 weeks or so. We do that drawing next month. $9,000 worth of prizes could be yours, but you have to do your part and enter to win daily. You do that by stopping by our participating sponsors, Bailey's TV, Gulf Coast Tools, Delta Stone, Old Time Feed, Yellowhammer Fishing, Johnny's Premier Boat and RV, and the Cart Doctor. Daily, you could drop your name in the registration box, and we'll do that drawing next month and award one person $9,000 worth of goodies. All the details and directions on where to register on our website at fmtalk1065.com/biggreendeal, also on our Facebook page. So check it out and make sure you get registered today. All right, let's check traffic first.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still have accident-free conditions. A good ride from Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt and 65. Again, if you're traveling along Schillinger Road near Three Notch at Tillman's Corner and Theodore, along 90 and Theodore Dawes Road, watch your speed. Officer has been working radar in that stretch in I-10. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history with the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
708 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Hey, speaking of the website as well, fmtalk1065.com, when you're there, the online opinion poll question: would you vote for Roy Moore in the Republican primary in the 2020 Senate election? And looks like today in Montgomery, the announcement will happen. They have not said whether it's yes or no, but I can tell you what I think. I think, you know, if you're going to hold a big presser event, you're not doing that to say you're not running. So Roy Moore most likely in today officially for 2020 Senate. And what do you think? Would you vote for Roy Moore again or for the first time in the Republican primary for 2020? Let us know what you think when you vote in the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question on the front page of our website. Brought to you by my buddy Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You got junk at your house, your office, storage unit. You got junk, you need it gone. You want it done efficiently. You want to be, you want to set an actual appointment time instead of a spectrum of time? I got your folks. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or just pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, more on Roy Moore now with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Senate race 2020. It's the topic of the day. As former Chief Justice Roy Moore is expected to announce whether or not he will run, Moore's also calling out Senator Shelby for blaming him for losing to now Senator Doug Jones in the 2017 campaign. Moore took to Twitter and said, quote, "If Senator Richard Shelby would have stayed out of the 2017 race, Doug Jones would not be in the Senate now. The people of Alabama already know what he did in 2017. Obviously, he feels guilty about helping elect a Democrat. What's he really afraid of?" Those comments are in response to Senator Shelby saying that he would not support Moore, saying, quote, "I think Alabama could do better. I think he would be a disruptor. I think we can win that seat back for the Republicans, but I won't be supporting him. I think we've got a lot of talents in Alabama that maybe could come to the front," he added. While Senator Shelby is not supporting Moore, he is speaking out about former Senator Jeff Sessions on his next moves and what they may be. We'll have more coming up later this morning on Mobile Mornings. A Mobile acting native known for his roles in hit movies like Kindergarten Cop, There's Something About Mary, and Kingpin, has been arrested on charges of public intoxication and harassment. 63-year-old Richard Tyson was booked into Metro Jail early Wednesday morning around 5 a.m. and then released just before 9 a.m. That's according to jail records. Tyson is the brother of former Mobile County District Attorney John Tyson Jr. For decades, he has lived in California, but according to public records, now lives here in the Port City. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Old Time Feed understands what it takes to make that seed, plant, and animals grow to be strong and healthy. They have all the tools and materials you need to make your lawn, garden, and pets the very best they can be. Old Time Feed, still in Fairhope on Greeno Road, where they're always happy to see you.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man has been convicted in Pensacola on two counts of DUI manslaughter. Jamie Hamrick will be sentenced in August. In September, Hamrick was driving drunk when his car overturned and hit a tree at the intersection of Old Palafox and Charmin Street. LaFonte Lewis and Anton Lindsay, both passengers in Hamrick's car, died in that crash. Planned Parenthood is going ahead with its plans to build a new women's health clinic in Alabama. That's despite a new state law that bans abortions in most cases and threatens providers with up to 99 years in prison. Planned Parenthood officials say the Birmingham facility will provide a full range of services, with abortion being just one of them. The construction of the clinic started in January. It's set to be completed in the fall, around the same time as when the new law goes into effect. Young women from all 50 states are in Mobile for the next 2 weeks, gearing up to compete in the Distinguished Young Women Finals. Yesterday, the contestants were at USA Health Children's and Women's Hospital performing for some of the patients. Their performance serving as a practice run for the finals next week. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for Saturday morning? Ah, Saturday. But wait, in 2 days, it'll be Monday again. Your alarm goes off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like a Saturday? Retirement can feel like that, but you should start making plans today. Andrew McNair is your everyday can be Saturday retirement professional. Andrew and his team at Swan Capital can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it Saturday? It sure feels like Saturday. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your everyday can be Saturday advisor right now at 251-220-2296. Andrew and the team can help you put together a retirement income plan so you can have that Saturday feeling every day of the week. Call or text PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 251-220-2296 right now. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig, Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Auburn's baseball season comes to an end. An update on the condition of former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz and another big trade in the NBA. It's 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Auburn Tigers were eliminated from the College World Series yesterday with a 5-3 loss to the Louisville Cardinals. The game picked up in the fifth inning, with Auburn trailing 4-1 after Tuesday's weather delay. In the seventh inning, Connor Davis hit an RBI double to bring the Tigers within 2 runs of the Cardinals. Louisville answered back the next inning with an RBI single from Drew Campbell to retake a 3-run lead. Auburn loaded the bases in the bottom of the eighth and had a real opportunity to tie the game or take the lead, but that inning ended with no runs for Auburn after Judd Ward struck out. In the ninth inning, Davis put another run on the board for Auburn with a solo home run to cut the Louisville lead to 5-3. Auburn would put another runner on second base, but the game and Auburn's season would come to a close with a Rankin-Woley strikeout. The Tigers kept battling back and had plenty of opportunities with 13 hits, but they ended up leaving 12 runners on base. The Tigers' season comes to an end with a 38-28 overall record and their first visit to the College World Series in 22 years. Following that game, the Vanderbilt Commodores beat Mississippi State 6-3 to get one step closer to the finals. Mississippi State will face Louisville tonight in an elimination game, with the winner needing to defeat Vanderbilt twice to advance to the finals. In the final game last night, Texas Texas Tech eliminated Florida State 4-1. It was the final game of Seminoles' longtime head coach Mike Martin's career. Martin coached 40 years and finishes his career with 2,029 wins. The Red Raiders, meanwhile, now move on to face Michigan on Friday at 1 o'clock in the semifinals. The Wolverines only need one win to advance to the finals, while Texas Tech will need to beat Michigan twice to advance. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 7-2 to take the home series 2-1. For the second night in a row, Freddie Freeman and Josh Donaldson both hit home runs for Atlanta. Here's Donaldson's sixth-inning two-run shot that broke a tie and gave the Braves a 4-2 lead.
Showing him up a little bit, I thought.
Fly ball lob toward the gap. Josh Donaldson has put the Braves back in front.
Max Fried got the win on the mound for Atlanta. He allowed only two runs in six innings. Around the rest of the league, the Washington Nationals swept a doubleheader against Philadelphia. With the two losses, the Braves now lead the Phillies in the NL East by 4 games. St. Louis beat Miami 2-1 on an 11th-inning walk-off homer from Paul Goldschmidt. Chris Taylor hit 2 home runs, and the LA Dodgers beat San Francisco 9-2. The New York Yankees crushed Tampa Bay 12-1. Mike Trout hit a grand slam and a 2-run homer, leading the LA Angels past Toronto 11-6. Boston beat Minnesota 9-4, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Chicago White Sox 7-3. Former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz's condition has been upgraded to good as he continues to recover in Massachusetts General Hospital from a gunshot wound that he suffered in the Dominican Republic back on June the 9th. Yesterday, Dominican officials announced that Ortiz was shot in the back by a gunman who mistook him for the real target, another man who was seated at the same table with Ortiz. ESPN reports that the Dominican Republic's attorney general and the national police director said that the attempted murder was ordered from the United States by Victor Hugo Gomez, an associate of Mexico's Gulf Cartel. They said that Gomez had hired a gang of killers to eliminate his cousin, whom Gomez suspected of turning him into Dominican drug investigators in 2011. At least 11 people have been arrested in the case so far, and police are reportedly still looking for at least 3 other suspects. In NBA news, another big trade yesterday before tonight's NBA draft. The Memphis Grizzlies traded guard Mike Conley to the Utah Jazz for Grayson Allen, Kyle Korver, and Jay Crowder, along with the 23rd pick in tonight's draft and a future first-round pick. Conley's played all 12 seasons of his NBA career in Memphis, averaging 21 points, 6.5 assists, and 3.5 rebounds per game this past season. He finishes as the Grizzlies' career leader in points, assists, three-pointers, and games played. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
All right. Thank you, Dalton. And heads up, another great event at Cottage Hill Package tonight. The folks from Serta Brewing, can you get more local?
Not at all.
Locally family-owned Cottage Hill Package with the Manis family. And you've got John Serta and the gang from Serta's Brewing debuting beers for us to check out tonight. This event from 6 to 8 in the lounge in the back of Cottage Hill Package. I stopped in there the other day for one of the additions to the Father's Day gift package for Dad. And, man, things are just... they're really good in there. I mean, if you ask, like, hey, do y'all have some? Yeah, sure, I've got that. Or have you seen this other thing? It's pretty fantastic. You go in there, check out what they have in their selection of wines, fine spirits, cigars in the humidor. And if you're like me, you go straight to the cooler in the back with the craft beers. Or tonight, go sample some of those craft beers from Serta's and then pick up a six-pack to go. Serta's Brewing, featured tonight at Cottage Hill Package Store. See them from 6 to 8. Free event.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Talking with Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino. Tell me about the latest here on these faulty earplugs and what this has meant to members of the military and what y'all are doing about it.
From 2003 to 2015, 3M sold defective earplugs to the military, and they were supplied to our combat troops, and those troops have suffered hearing loss as a result of these defective earplugs. And so we're pursuing these cases right here in our backyard in the federal court. course, in Pensacola.
So who is under this? If they were in the military and they had earplugs in from 03 to 15, this is you.
If you were issued the 3M combat earplugs, one side was yellow, one side was green, and you're in the military from 2003 to 2015, then you were issued these plugs. And if you have a hearing loss and or tinnitus, then you have a claim and we want to talk to you.
How do we talk to you?
Google Taylor Martino, Mobile, Alabama, and that's my law firm, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
This is State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris encouraging you to take the Purple Pledge and support the 47 million people worldwide who are living with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias.
The number of Americans living with Alzheimer's is growing at an alarming rate. 10% of people over the age of 65 have the disease, and two-thirds of them are women. New research is making it possible to detect Alzheimer's disease and providing an accurate diagnosis earlier than ever before. This message brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health and this station.
Good morning from the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Accident-free conditions continue again from Airport, Schillinger, Moffitt, and Dalton at 65. Traffic starting to build, but across the Bayway, perfect. Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort haven't had any delays yet this morning on the way in. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. Call 776-1006. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 722 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up around 7:35, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will talk about what to expect for the rest of the week, really, and maybe the rest of the summer. Plus, we'll take a look at the tropics coming up right now. Headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. President Donald Trump, he is getting his parade and fireworks and military flyover for this year's 4th of July celebration in our nation's capital. The Department of Interior has confirmed that the president will also deliver an address. That address will be titled Salute to America. More on the details, which have been recently released, include the signers of the Declaration of Independence Memorial. They will be accessible to the public on Independence Day. And each of the nation's five service branches will be honored with music, military demonstrations, flyovers, and more. The Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool, the World War II Memorial, and Constitution Gardens will each be available as locations from which the crowd will be able to view the fireworks. The National Independence Day Parade will include marching bands, fife and drum corps, floats, military units, giant balloons, equestrian, silent drill teams, and more. A Capitol 4th concert will begin at 8 p.m., followed by fireworks over the National Mall, and will be visible in D.C. and Northern Virginia. Let's talk weather this morning and why the National Weather Service in Mobile wants you to be on alert because, quote, frequent life-threatening rip currents are expected for all of Alabama's coastline as well as Northwest Florida for today and tomorrow. The Weather Service in Tallahassee, Florida, also has a high rip current risk in effect for Walton Bay and Gulf County beaches on the Florida Panhandle. A high risk means the water will be hazardous no matter how good of a swimmer you think you are. A rip current's a channel of fast-moving water which can pull a swimmer away from the beach. So if you're caught in a rip current, do not try to swim directly to shore. Swim parallel to the beach until you can escape that current and then swim at an angle away from it toward shore. If you can't swim to shore, relax, face the shore, and call or wave for help. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 725 FM Talk 106.5. Traffic issue right now. We'll get to traffic with Kane coming up in a little bit, but we got something just brand new here.
Yeah, we got a caller that called in to let us know, and Mobile AL traffic on Twitter. Disabled vehicle in the roadway I-65 northbound. This is between I-10 and Government Boulevard. Once again, on I-65 northbound. Right now, they say the number 2 lane is blocked. So the one of the middle lanes there on I-65 northbound between I-10 and Government middle lane blocked right now because of a disabled vehicle in the roadway.
All right, as speaking of automotive, I've got an automotive question for you in just a second. I want to ask asking for a friend kind of question.
Okay. All right. I know Tom Claxton, but I'll try to answer.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. This segment of the show brought to you by our friends at Lightstream. Looking for a way to save some extra money this summer? Why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Right now, you can refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with AutoPay, lower than the average credit card interest rate nationally of over 19% APR. And there are no fees, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. I mean, why work on having good credit if you don't reap the benefits? And just for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount, though, is to go to their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name, lightstream.com/Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V as in Victor, A-N. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, 726. Yeah, I saw this, borrowed a vehicle yesterday. So, I drive a pickup truck, but I needed a bigger pickup truck yesterday.
Okay.
Right, doing some ag work, doing some planning stuff, and had to get a bigger truck. So I borrowed a family member's truck,
mm-hmm.
a bit long bed, old school, because I needed that space. So I get in there, and the last time I was in this truck, the oil service light was on, and it was on again yesterday, and this has been months in between.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So, how long do you leave one of those check engine lights or oil service lights on? How long do people think that is the beginning of when you should start thinking about it? Is it, like, if you get that light on, the idiot lights, as we used to call them, right? Because mm-hmm. in the old days, you actually had to look at your mileage and do all that. But when that light comes on, whether it's check engine or it's oil service or something like that, how long do you ride around with that light on? Is it just the beginning of a months-long odyssey before you get the vehicle in? Or the second the light comes on, do you start swerving towards somewhere, a service station, to get that done?
Man, I try to last with the light on. Like, okay, so I used to change the oil every 5,000 miles.
Right, right.
Like clockwork.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was told you need to wait for the light to come on because they're just getting you to come in more often than you need.
Right, yeah.
It's a racket. Pay whoever. Yeah, it's a racket. So I took that advice and I waited for the light to come on, mm-hmm. and I don't think I lasted 2 hours with the light on. I was like, I need to go get the oil changed.
So
I can feel the car.
You're prompt about when you see the light, you're going to get it serviced.
Exactly.
I had a buddy in college that I think for the majority of our sophomore and junior year at the University of Alabama, the same check engine light was on his vehicle the whole time. Like for 2 years, like he'd go away for the summer,
uh-huh.
go away for Christmas, come back, and we go riding somewhere. Like,
still
dude,
on.
Is something else wrong with it? No, I just hadn't had a chance to get it checked. I said, we're talking years now, dude. He's like, it's still running, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
That would drive me insane.
So, yeah, how about on the text line? Let me know. How long do you ride with a check engine or oil light on or something like that? Do you just fix it by taking a piece of electrical tape and putting over it so you don't see the light? Or do you do like Dalton, within minutes, head on in and get it checked out? Text line 343-0106. I'm just kind of trying to figure out what the tolerance for those lights are for people. Because when I saw it yesterday, I was like, man, I got stuff to do, but I sure need to take their truck in and have it serviced. All right, Dr. Bill joins us coming up, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Today, former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore will make an announcement regarding his plans for the U.S. Senate race. An announcement set for this afternoon in Montgomery. Moore is expected to announce his run for the U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore lost the 2017 special election to Democrat Doug Jones amid allegations of past sexual misconduct with teenagers, allegations he denied. The cause of a condo fire that destroyed more than two dozen units remains under investigation this morning. The flames lit up the coastal sky Wednesday morning, and for hours, 75 firefighters battled the fire. Fire investigators are expected back at the scene today. The American Red Cross is helping people who lost their condos in the fire. We now know the identity of the man seen in a road rage incident in Fairhope. 54-year-old Wendell Robinson is charged with criminal mischief. He went to the Fairhope Police Department to make a statement after seeing himself on the news. Robinson claims the other man in the picture, Maurice Mayo, kicked Robinson's car when they were at a red light. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful. I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
Iranian military has shot down an American surveillance drone near Iran. On state television today, Revolutionary Guard Commander Major General Hossein Salami was defiant.
We have no intention to fight with any countries, but we are completely ready for war. What happened today was an obvious sign of this accurate message.
The U.S. Central Command calling it an unprovoked attack. Some of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's rivals for the party's nomination now demanding that he apologize for saying this week that the Senate got things done with civility, even when it included racists. Senator Cory Booker.
What matters to me is that a guy running to be the head of our party, which is a significantly diverse and wondrous party, doesn't understand or can't even acknowledge that he made a mistake.
Biden says Booker should apologize to him for questioning his commitment to civil rights. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. The Fed left its key interest rate unchanged, but signaled it's prepared to start cutting rates if needed to protect the U.S. economy from trade conflicts and other threats. It issued a statement saying that because uncertainties have increased, it would act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. That language echoes a remark that Chairman Jerome Powell made 2 weeks ago that analysts interpreted as a signal that rate cuts are on the way. That has lifted Wall Street futures, indicating strong gains at the opening bell. Did they steal it? A federal lawsuit alleges that NBC Universal, the NFL, and recording artist Carrie Underwood are among those who plagiarized a YouTube song to create the Sunday Night Football opening theme song, Game On, that precedes the game. The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York by four songwriters who claim they created a slightly different version of the Sunday Night Football theme song performed by Underwood. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. So I know we're not officially in summertime yet, but it sure feels like it to me.
Yeah, we're pretty close. Tomorrow is the official first day of summer. But yeah, we've got high humidity, and that's going to give us some rather large figures for the heat index for the next few days. And we've got a few scattered thunderstorms on tap for today. Got an upper air disturbance moving across Alabama. And been a few showers across Mississippi this morning. And but we'll see a few develop this afternoon. Now, it's going to be a very warm day, about 92 for this afternoon, with a heat index as high as 102. Now, tonight, hard to say we're going to cool down, but the low tonight will be in the upper 70s to near 80 under partly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow, a mostly sunny day, and there's a chance of a few afternoon thunderstorms, just a slight chance, and we'll be up around 92 to 93 degrees. The heat index tomorrow could be as high as 105. Now, over the weekend, high pressure will build across our area, stretching from the Atlantic through Florida and right over the northern Gulf, and that's going to reduce the number of thunderstorms. So for Saturday and Sunday, a very slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And high temperatures will be in the low to mid-90s. And both days this weekend, we'll see the heat index around 105 or higher. Early next week, same thing. Mostly sunny skies, a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and high temperatures at least into the lower 90s. So we may not have record-breaking high temperatures, but we're certainly going to have some high heat index readings.
That is uncomfortable for sure. And,
yes.
And we only have to, the break in this weather comes when?
October.
October. Okay, good. Duly noted. So only four more months of this. Okay, let's talk about the other thing that goes on this time of year. It's hurricane season. Anything in the tropics that has caught your eye?
You know, we're still watching a lot of clouds out near the African coast, but this is still early in the season for development in that area. Elsewhere, looking good across the Caribbean and also quiet over the Gulf of Mexico.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. So many texts coming in. I got them at the text line. Now, friends of mine, Jason, sent me one on my phone. He's got a picture of his dash reading. He's got the check engine light on his truck here. It says, been on since 2008. that's a winner. My buddy at school was, all those years ago, it was 2 years, though, on his Accord, check engine light was on. Looking through some of the texts, a lot of people talking about, first of all, like I mentioned, this texter says, and for 1995, I'll put a piece of black tape over any light on the dash, oil light, check engine light. Yeah, that's one of the solutions, the old electrical tape over it. Also,
I love this text. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Check engine light's been on for 2 years.
Super Bob says, my check engine light always comes back on after service. I like to tell myself it's just broke. Keep telling yourself that. Lies, little lies. There you go. If you're just joining us, just asking about how long will you ride around and look at one of those check engine lights or oil lights or something like that before you get something done? Is it minutes? Is it hours? Is it days? Is it months and years, like some people have up here? All right, 7:38. We'll be right back.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center in Moffitt and Overlook, we've got an accident without injuries. Traffic building again from Dolphin and Airport and 65. No problems coming in from the Eastern Shore across the Bayway. The George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels all running smooth so far this morning on the way in. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night in Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel, with music from Alabama's own John David Anthony, co-founder of Red Willie. It all starts at 7 tonight. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 7:40 FM Talk 106.5. Just about 10 minutes away from Captain Bobby Abruscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Maybe with some night fishing. You know, when it gets hot like this, I want to be like the Bedouins in North Africa, mm-hmm. Do everything at night. problem is I got to sleep so I can be here.
Right.
But I mean, you go nocturnal during the summer months, especially where the heat index is 105, 106 degrees.
Well, it's not a lot better, but between like 6 and 8 o'clock, you can get out there and do some things with the lights still shining and a little bit cooler. But other than that, you'd have to be out there right now when it's at least a little bit cooler than it will be at noon.
Once again, hats off to all of y'all that have to work outside in this all summer long. I remember those days, and I don't remember them fondly. All right, time to check more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We're learning more information this morning about a recent shooting which claimed the life of an unborn baby. Mobile police confirmed that 27-year-old Demetrius Hickenbottom was arrested after he shot into a vehicle containing four children under the age of 18 and a pregnant woman at 2:30 a.m. Tuesday morning on NAFCO Road. According to the police report, the female driver was shot several times and later crashed that vehicle into a tree. She is right now listed in serious but stable condition. The four youths inside the vehicle, they received injuries as a result of the vehicle crash and are all recovering. Hickenbottom, he is from Mobile and was booked into Metro Jail late Tuesday night. He's charged with one count of capital murder, five counts of attempted murder, and one count of shooting a weapon into an occupied vehicle. If convicted, he could face the death penalty. Senator Richard Shelby may not be endorsing nor supporting a Senate 2020 run for former Chief Justice Roy Moore, but he is talking about former Attorney General Jeff Sessions this morning, saying Sessions, quote, "I don't think has ruled it out. I've talked to him about it. I think if he ran, he would be a formidable candidate. Formidable. I've not encouraged him to run, but he's a friend, and if he ran, I think he'd probably clear the field." Of course, we're referring to the 2020 Senate race. As for former Attorney General Sessions, he did hold a Senate seat for 20 years. He has yet to confirm his next professional move. Senator Shelby, when it comes to Moore, says, "I think that we can win that seat back as the Republicans, but I won't be supporting him." Sessions resigned from the Senate in 2017 to take that job as AG in the Trump administration, but he would later resign at the president's request. This after recusing himself from the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
This news update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy homegrown tomatoes, sweet silver king corn, cantaloupes, okra, and more. Excellent products and fair prices in Daphne on Highway 181. Allegri Farm Market. You're worth it.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man has been convicted in Pensacola on two counts of DUI manslaughter. Jamie Hamrick will be sentenced in August. In September, Hamrick was driving drunk when his car overturned and hit a tree at the intersection of Old Palafox and Charmin Street. LaFonte Lewis and Anton Lindsay, both passengers in Hamrick's car, died in that crash. Planned Parenthood is going ahead with its plans to build a new women's health clinic in Alabama. That's despite a new state law that bans abortions in most cases and threatens providers with up to 99 years in prison. Planned Parenthood officials say the Birmingham facility will provide a full range of services, with abortion being just one of them. The construction of the clinic started in January. It's set to be completed in the fall, around the same time as when the new law goes into effect. Young women from all 50 states are in Mobile for the next 2 weeks, gearing up to compete in the Distinguished Young Women Finals. Yesterday, the contestants were at USA Health Children's and Women's Hospital performing for some of the patients, their performance serving as a practice run for the finals next week. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market, bringing fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Catch this morning's harvest and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. The shelves are filled with seasonal fruits and vegetables, locally made products, ready to cook casseroles, and so much more. The bounty of Allegri Farms is right around the corner, off I-10 in Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Life is short. Live it well. You're worth it. Allegri Farm Market.
Auburn's baseball season comes to an end. An update on the condition of former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz and another big trade in the NBA. It's a quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Auburn Tigers were eliminated from the College World Series yesterday with a 5-3 loss to the Louisville Cardinals. The game picked up in the fifth inning, with Auburn trailing 4-1 after Tuesday's weather delay. In the seventh inning, Connor Davis hit an RBI double to bring the Tigers within 2 runs of the Cardinals. Louisville would answer back the next inning with an RBI single from Drew Campbell to retake their 3-run lead. Next inning, Auburn loaded the bases in the bottom of the eighth and had a real opportunity to tie the game or even take the lead, but the inning would end with no runs for Auburn after Judd Ward struck out. In the ninth inning, Davis put another run on the board for Auburn with a solo home run to cut the Louisville lead to 5-3, and Auburn would even put another runner on second base, but the game and Auburn's season would later end with a Rankin-Woley strikeout. The Tigers kept battling back and had plenty of opportunities with 13 hits. They ended up leaving 12 runners on base. The Tigers' season comes to an end with a 38-28 overall record and their first visit to the College World Series in 22 years. Following that game, the Vanderbilt Commodores beat Mississippi State 6-3 to get one step closer to the finals. Mississippi State will face Louisville tonight in an elimination game, with the winner needing to defeat Vanderbilt twice to advance to the finals. And in the final game last night, Texas Tech eliminated Florida State 4-1. It was the final game of Seminoles' longtime head coach Mike Martin's career. Martin coached 40 years and finishes his career with 2,029 wins. The Red Raiders, meanwhile, now move on to face Michigan on Friday at 1 o'clock in the semifinals. The Wolverines only need one win to advance to the finals, while Texas Tech will need to beat Michigan twice to advance. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 7-2 to take the home series 2-1. For the second night in a row, Freddie Freeman and Josh Donaldson both hit home runs for Atlanta. Here's Donaldson's sixth inning 2-run shot that broke a tie and gave the Braves a 4-2 lead.
Show him up a little bit, I thought.
Fly ball lob toward the gap. Josh Donaldson has put the Braves back in front.
Braves starter Max Fried got the win on the mound after allowing only 2 runs in 6 innings. Around the rest of the league, the Washington Nationals swept a doubleheader against Philadelphia. With the 2 losses, the Braves now lead the Phillies in the NL East race by 4 games. St. Louis beat Miami 2-1 on an 11th inning walk-off homer from Paul Goldschmidt. Chris Taylor hit 2 home runs, and the LA Dodgers beat San Francisco 9-2. Mike Trout hit a grand slam and a 2-run homer, leading the LA Angels past Toronto 11-6. Boston beat Minnesota 9-4, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Chicago White Sox 7-3. Former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz's condition has been upgraded to good as he continues to recover in Massachusetts General Hospital from a gunshot wound that he suffered in the Dominican Republic back on June the 9th. Yesterday, Dominican officials announced that Ortiz was shot in the back by a gunman who mistook him for the real target, another man who was seated at the same table with Ortiz. ESPN reports that the Dominican Republic's attorney general and the national police director said that the attempted murder was ordered from the United States by Victor Hugo Gomez, an associate of Mexico's Gulf Cartel. They said that Gomez had hired a gang of killers to eliminate his cousin, whom Gomez suspected of turning him into Dominican drug investigators in 2011. So far, at least 11 people have been arrested in the case, and police are reportedly still looking for at least 3 other suspects. And in NBA news, another big trade yesterday before tonight's NBA draft. The Memphis Grizzlies traded guard Mike Conley to the Utah Jazz for Grayson Allen, Kyle Korver, and Jay Crowder, along with the 23rd pick in tonight's draft and a future first-round pick. Conley's played all 12 seasons of his NBA career in Memphis. He averaged 21 points, 6.5 assists, and 3.5 rebounds per game this past season. He'll finish as the Grizzlies' career leader in points, assists, three-pointers, and games played. 10 minutes till 8 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, just wrapping up that accident without injuries at Moffitt and Overlook. Still got the delays from Airport and Spring Hill and 65, but no problems. Fairhope to Daphne, Spanish Fourth, that ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels, all running smooth. You know, Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile. From 7:30 in the morning till noon, be at Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
752 FM Talk 106.5. Captain Bobby joins us in just a minute. First, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We are talking business this morning and highlighting not one, but two Opelika manufacturing companies. West Fraser Inc. and Hanwha Advanced Materials America are both planning expansions that are projected to result in about $75 million worth of investment. The mayor of Opelika, Gary Fuller, made the announcement on Wednesday, saying West Fraser Inc. will be constructing a new planer mill costing about $43 million. West Fraser is one of the largest lumber manufacturers in the U.S., with 45 facilities in Western Canada and the South. The company already employs between 100 to 200 people, as according to the Opelika Economic Development. Hanwha is an auto parts and lightweight component supplier for the auto industry. They will invest an additional $32 million in their facility. 128 new jobs will be created within the next 3 years. Hanwha has 4 production bases in the U.S., and its Opelika facility is one of the larger manufacturing companies in Opelika. This morning, we want to know, how is your Twitter game stacking up this morning? Well, however it stands, you may want to step it up now that we know 2 new Alabama names are making national news. You may want to follow the Alabama Attack Squirrel at _AttackSquirrel, who has this morning nearly 1,100 followers, may I say, and the Tuscaloosa Python, who remains on the run. You can follow him or her at Python Town. That Twitter account has more than 1,600 followers this morning. Hey, while you're at it, why don't you go ahead and give us a follow? Follow my partners, Sean Sullivan and Dalton Orwig at FM Talk 106.5 and at Dalton Orwig. And I'm at Kelly K2K Finley. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Fine Bob, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Surely you're not advocating that women become head football and basketball coaches of a men's sport. Surely you're not doing that.
GM.
No, Anna, answer the damn question. I'm not playing around here.
Are you going to let me answer?
Yeah, don't give me the GM clap.
Okay.
Just come on and answer the question.
That's right. Fight amongst yourselves.
I love it!
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
754 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It was fine. We're just talking, visiting.
What'd you say?
I don't know. I think he may have thought I was about to ask him about a fishing spot or something like that. And we lost our connection with Captain Bobby Abruscato, which is like the... the way we do this is we ring him on his phone because he's guiding. That's what he does, full-time fishing guide, right? So he's out on the water guiding. You get a signal most places...
Most places in Mobile Bay, some places in Mississippi Sound. There's some sketchy places out there, and maybe that's where he is this morning, because we'll get him on as soon as we can. But right now, it's no signal. Everything was going swell. Mm-hmm. We were getting ready. Usually we talk for a second there during the headlines, and then we start talking fishing with Captain Bobby, and then...
You said the magic words, coordinates, and the
yeah,
line
that's right.
Blank.
That's right.
You know, it's so real in here when we call Captain Bobby, and real, no pun intended.
Yeah,
but we so many times you'll call him, and he'll be on the boat with others, and he'll say, reel it in, reel it in, reel it in. He'll be in the process of doing the guiding thing, mm-hmm. or in the process of catching, really. It's awesome when we get him on the line, because he's always catching fish.
Yeah, so it is, we interrupt him at his job, and for some reason the signal is not working right now, but hopefully we'll get him on here. Best guess, because I know there's a lot of people who depend on this report before the weekend, hopefully we'll get him during the top of the hour news and get him on with us coming out of the news and weather at 8:05, 8:06.
But how is the water looking this weekend? I mean, are we looking at some high waves? Or?
Yeah. So for offshore, and that was part of our lament, another rough weekend in the Gulf is slated. Sunday is supposed to be the better of the 2 days, but right now I think we're looking at 4 or 5 foot seas for today, tomorrow, 3 to 4 tomorrow, and then going 3 to 2 on Saturday and 2 foot on Sunday.
Mm.
But 2 foot, depends on what kind of 2 foot. 2 foot can still be, believe it or not, 2 foot seas can still be rough in the Gulf of Mexico. So, but really didn't mess him up inshore fishing. So we'll talk about that hopefully with him coming up a little after 8 o'clock. It gives me a second here, though, to circle back around to a story we've been talking about and talked about a good bit yesterday on the midday show. The story that is getting, currently the most attention for a story in Alabama is about this attack squirrel in North Alabama. Today at 2, with the announcement from Roy Moore. So Roy Moore has this event coming up today, 2 o'clock in Montgomery. They're not saying whether they're going to run for he's going to run for Senate or not. Come on, you don't have a big presser if you're not going to announce that you're running for Senate. So that's coming. That will now be the big story. Right now, it's a meth-fueled attack squirrel, although this guy, Mickey Polk, the owner, did a Facebook Live while he's on the run from law enforcement, says he never gave meth to the squirrel. That's the number one Alabama story trending out there. After 2 o'clock today, it'll be Roy Moore. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more when we get back next hour, and your chance to turn up your voice at 343-0106.